These are stories about what we believe. Our opinions are important to us, and we want to share them with you. Our opinions reflect who we are as people. These are stories about what we believe to be true. Take a moment to experience our thoughts and ideas. Listen in and learn about us. We are Stuart's sixth grade stars. Welcome to our stories.
I'm Sophia, this I believe. I believe that you should always trust your gut. I have one story from about 2 years ago when I was in fourth grade. I raised my hand and answered the question with a question mark. Then my teacher said, don't answer with a question mark, instead trust your gut and answer with confidence. Think about the devil and angel. Have you ever seen one of them on the TV shows when there's one devil on one shoulder and an angel on the other? Well, that's trusting your gut. If your mom just baked some fresh cookies and you really want one but your mom said no, after dinner you may eat most of your food. Would you be on the angel side and wait after dinner to eat all your food, or would you be on the devil side to sneak one? If you're on the angel side, you're getting a cookie and doing the right thing, but if you're on the devil side, there's a shot that you will get caught and not even get the cookie. That's trusting your gut I want to do. This can help you in life in a few different ways. One way is if you need help deciding something, you should probably trust your gut. Another way is making it easy or hard decisions. Like an easy one would be who to work with for a project or what purse to pick, but a hard one might be what car, house, or pet to pick, or what job to take. If you're between two houses, one is very pretty with 5 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, and a pool and a movie theater. But if you buy it, you're not going to have much money to buy a car and good decor. But if there's another house with a few less bedrooms, bathrooms, and no pool or movie theater. But this house, you can get plenty of decor and a pretty nice car. You might want to get the bigger house and save for this, but it'll take you a while. Or get the smaller house and get plenty of decor and a good car. Around the same time. That's an important decision. I have not trusted my gut sometimes and I have others, but overall, I think trusting your gut is a helpful skill and most people should use. I do think there are some times when you don't need to trust your gut and you can pick whether off your friends or something like that. I do think trusting your gut is an important life skill. I think trusting your gut is a really important role in your life. Whether to pick what purse to choose or what car to get, trusting your gut is a really important thing to do in your life. It can help with a lot of things in life. I believe trusting your gut will help you throughout some hard decisions, but it also might not help in every way possible. There are other things like this to use, but with different situations. This I believe.
Stuart Star Stories is produced by Stuart and Company, with additional reporting by Room 35 students. Research and fact-checking is done by Ms. Stewart. Our editor is Mrs. Special thanks to our extended learning community for the opportunity to create this podcast. Stuart Star Stories is a Room 35 production coming to you from the beautiful hills and valleys of New England. Once again, thanks for listening and please be sure to tune in for future episodes.